Hello, my name is German. I'm calling. Yes, hello, my name is German. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything. I'm not going to ask you for a donation. Now, am I speaking to Craig?
No, this is Zach.
Zach, thank you. Now, Zach,
yeah.
Are you in a safe place to talk?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'm not speaking with Craig, and so I'm good. No. Let me see. Just you are in Phoenix. You live in Phoenix.
Zach? Yeah.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things are just going on the wrong track?
No, I mean, I don't really have much of an opinion.
Okay, so don't know on that one. All right. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area in Arizona. Now, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River, Indian. Now, what year were you born, Zach?
03.
Okay, thank you. 2003. Thank you. And are you or anyone in your household a Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or Pacific Islander?
I'm white.
Thank you. And overall, would you describe the quality of life in Levine poor, just, fair, good, or excellent?
I've never been to Levine, so I wouldn't know.
Don't know, okay. Now, next I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine, and please rate these on a scale from 1 to 5. And the first one is more affordable housing options to rent or buy. One being not important at all, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life in Phoenix.
5.
So 1 to 5. More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
5.
Thank you. Now, better streets and road maintenance.
5.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options.
4.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
4.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities.
4.
Thank you. Better public transportation options.
About 4. Yeah.
Thank you. And the last one on this topic is more good paying jobs.
5.
Thank you. Excellent.
A bit more than just
awesome. Now,
more
okay. Content, excellent. Thank you. And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm an employed student.
Employed. Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades and warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Never been to Levine.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. And thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and or other corporate professionals in Levine?
Well, for the population of where I live, I'd say it's pretty good.
Too few or too many?
Just good.
Just good. There's just the right amount.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each of these, just tell me yes or no or don't know. The first one is dollar stores and discount chains.
Yes, I know them.
Do you believe that? So basically thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each of these. Please just tell me yes, you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine, or no, you don't want to see that kind of business, or don't know. Okay. So dollar stores and discount chains, yes or no? More of those?
No.
Okay. And restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes, sure.
Yes, strongly, or yes, somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
Strongly?
Yeah.
Thank you. Doctors' offices and hospitals?
Yes. Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. And the last one on this topic is grocery stores and supermarkets.
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. Excellent. So we are at 57%. And in your own words, because I'm going to type this down, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Lean?
I guess just general stores, I guess.
Okay. Just a moment. General stores. General stores like Kmart, Target, stores like that, Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart.
Okay.
Stuff.
Perfect, thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability? I mean, it's two cities, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, or a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Affordability. With the current economy, housing is terrible.
Has been.
Quite frankly, for anybody, it's pretty rough.
So then, is it a slight problem, you think, or not a moderate problem?
I'd say it's a pretty big problem.
Okay, so moderate. That's the highest. Okay. How much of a problem is the availability of housing? And is to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments are available to buy or rent. Now, is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, or a fairly big problem? Fairly big problem.
I'd say it's probably a slight problem. I'm not too
a
sure
problem?
The availability of housing. I just know.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I'm going to go to the next topic. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housings. For these, tell me yes or no, or a yes somewhat, or a yes strongly. Now, multifamily housings like apartments or condominiums, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, housing options for seniors.
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Single-family detached homes.
Yes.
And last one, thank you. And the last one is townhouses or attached homes.
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix?
My whole life.
So more than 20 years?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with your friends or family?
No, I don't own it. I'm living with my friends or family.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to go and read you a list of some proposals to address housing costs and options. And please tell me whether you oppose to these or you're in favor of each of these, or just basically proposals or go to the next proposal if you don't want to answer. So the first one would be changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Strongly favor, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed.
Somewhat favor, depending on the conditions. I mean, is this mainly about new bills for the?
So basically, changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominiums buildings. But that's not that it's going to happen. It's just like a survey. So based on how many people's answer is, I guess they'll do this. Somewhat in favor?
I guess somewhat in favor. Thank you.
Now the next one is change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes and townhouses and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
I agree.
Strongly a favor or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. So there must be a lot of empty lots out there.
Yeah.
In Phoenix. Now, changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Someone agree.
Thank you. And the last one on this topic is repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Someone agree.
Thank you. Alrighty. So now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, some college, four-year college, postgraduate?
I'm in college, so I guess 2022.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to say some college because you still haven't finished. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right one. Less than 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125, or more than 125,000?
Completely unsure of my annual household income, but I know mine is less than 12 grand.
12 grand, you said?
But I'm not the homeowner. I'm not the homeowner. So
right. No, so yeah, total annual, you're not sure, basically.
But for me personally, I know I'm under 12 grand, but I don't pay
for the entire house.
Anything. I'm unsure. I wouldn't
okay,
say
perfect.
I
that's fine.
Say I'm probably like
no problem.
20 to 80.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes only, by my supervisor, can I have the spelling of your first name?
Yeah, D-A-C-K.
I'm sorry. Oh, Zach.
Yeah.
S-A-Z-K. I mean, Z-A-C-K, right?
Yeah.
With a Z as in zebra?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Zach. So this completes our survey, and thank you so much for your participation. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You guys aren't going to call me back ever?
Oh, no. No, we're good. Trust me.
Okay.
We're definitely good. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Of course.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.